That's pretty much all sports. Just watch the fourth quarter. If it's not a close
Nah.
game, you don't watch. If you catch a close fourth quarter, that's when sports are fun.
I'll watch Notre Dame practices
That's pretty
online. Like,
pretty
I'll watch their
cool.
highlights on there. I'll watch the spring game, which is just a scrimmage.
We had an eighth grade teacher take us to hockey Flyers practice. I was
Yeah.
just even just like it was a field trip, and I was like, "Why did you waste our field trip?" I
What?
was so mad.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I was like, "I don't know if this
You got to
sucks."
see the Flyers.
Yeah, I didn't care. And I hated my teacher so much, and she liked the Flyers, so I was like, I hate the Flyers. I was like, I was just being a dick.
Yeah, Flyers fucking suck, dude.
Yeah,
We
man.
had a teacher that used to, and this is kind of weird. She used to take pictures of us.
Yeah.
Like, she would come to all our games, and she would, like, take pictures of the players.
Now we're talking, dude.
And she really liked my one friend, Tommy,
What was she doing with him?
and she would just take so many pictures of these kids.
What?
When I'm talking, like, from Pee Wee's, like, our entire time at St. Joe's. She was a photographer,
What'd she
dude.
do with him?
She would give them to us. I don't know if she kept some spares around there.
You ever catch her plucking any of your hairs out of your head?
Not me. She didn't like me. She was interested in old Tortuga, dude. She had a
Really?
good. You may remember him as Young Lad from the Notre Dame trip. He was a real sweetheart, this
So
kid.
they're just taking pics. She's just taking pics of you guys.
Right now, he's laughing in his office as he's listening to this.
Would she
It's...
give them back to you guys? Like, here's a picture I took of you.
She has some sick pictures of us. But in hindsight, it's like, that's pretty weird you're taking pictures of fifth graders
Did
playing
she have
football.
kids herself?
No.
Yeah.
No kids.
Yeah, the less.
Really nice lady, though, so I'm kind
Yeah.
of shitting on her on this,
I
but that's a
mean.
weird behavior. There's a lot of weird
Well,
behaviors that you get older and you look back on and you're like,
if you don't have, if you're
that's
older
kind of
and if
weird.
you're older and you don't have any kids, it's like it starts getting weird.
Yeah.
I went to my niece's birthday party, and when you don't have any kids, no one says anything, but like you show up, everyone you know has kids, and everyone's kind of looking at you like, "What's up, toucher?" So what the fuck are you doing here? It's just weird. You're like, I'm just here for my niece's birthday, and they're like, "Where's your kids?" Like,
Well, I
"Oh,
have a
I
podcast, and
don't have any." I have two dogs
I'm
and
like I won 2016 Philly's Funniest, so like I'm pretty much just focused on my career right now. I'm about to get
podcast.
100 bucks this weekend.
I know. But yeah, you roll up and you're starting to be like, "Yeah, I feel pretty weird."
Yeah, I hear you. All my friends. I got a fucking envelope up there from my friend his wedding and wedding invitation. The fucking invitation's worth more than my life.
Yeah, they do.
It's
Those things are
like fucking
crazy.
velvet ribbon. The inside of the envelope was like nice flowery pattern,
Should
just on the
fucking
inside.
tape it up. Use it as a manhood,
I
bro.
fucking I didn't throw it out.
Use it
It's
as a
sitting on the
manhood.
table.
I'm saying.
Shout out Brian Morris. What up,
You should
bull?
wear that
I'm an
thing.
RSVP on my podcast.
You're going?
Yes. Plus one, I'm bringing my bitch, dude. I thought about writing that on the fucking plus one, yeah, guest, my bitch.
Oh
'Cause
my
everything's like
God.
real nice
Yeah.
cursive and shit. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's. I mean, dude, there's. If you're like a 35, 40-year-old woman, and you don't have kids, it's like you get a fucking camera, you start going to the football game, snapping pics. You know, it gets weird. Shit unravels quick.
Yeah,
She.
snapping pics of the kids is.
The.
I think she might have been gay though. I think she was gay. I have no idea. I have no fucking idea what she was doing.
Maybe.
Loved
We had a lesbian gym teacher.
the Hershey Bears. I remember that. That's
What?
funny as shit.
Who are the Hershey
Yes, I
Bears?
just remember that. The Hershey Bears. Who are the Hershey Bears? Some of the probably like fucking 10 times Calder Cup champions, dude.
What is it?
You don't know Hershey
Are
Bears?
they AAA ball?
It's yeah, it's the hockey for the.
Oh, they're like the
For the
Phantoms.
Capitals.
It's like the
They're
Phantoms.
better than the Phantoms, but yes.
Well.
Well, yeah, let's look at the cups, dude. Count the rings. Hershey Bears. Let's go.
So she loved the Bears.
She loved her some
She
Bears
snapped
hockey.
pics of them too?
I don't know if she was snapping pics.
Dude, her pic
She
collage
might have
must
been
be sick.
snapping dicks down there,
You
dude.
think
She
so?
loved it.
I thought she's a
She was
lesbian.
a Hershey Bears groupie. For she like loved the Hershey Bears, dude. Do you know how many people love the Hershey Bears? It's probably like her and like two other dudes that were like, "Let's go Bears! Come on!"
I mean, not this, because I know people like this too, who get real into minor league local ball, and it's like, dude, you can't even like NFL. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Give yourself some credit. But I think it's a thing too, is like with minor league ball, you can get kind of closer to the players.
You can get close to
So,
the players, which is odd.
yeah, it's like it's way easier to be like, if you're really into like the Philadelphia Soul or whatever, you could arguably chill with one of them if you really
You
went to a
definitely
lot
chill with the soul player. You can probably
of
find his name on
them.
Facebook and just message him. I might do that now.
That's a sick scene to get into like minor sports.
AHL.
Yeah.
AHL hockey, dude. There's some good hockey down there. You can find some good hockey down there.
So she was a teacher. I'm just trying to absorb the bleakness of this life. So she's a teacher.
Damn, this is really harsh. There's zero chance she's going to get a hold of this.
I mean, it's sad. I'm not shitting on her.
It's a pretty small town I'm from, though.
My whole thing is that you don't know
how hard your life can bottom out.
You don't know how hard your life can bottom out until you get a little older.
She's a great school teacher. She taught us.
Yeah.
Did I include that? She was our teacher.
She's a teacher.
She would go to our games and take pictures of us. Like, she had a real nice camera and would walk around the field and take pictures.
Yeah. And it's so innocent. It's not that bad. For some reason, in my head, I'm just like, God, that's fucking sad. And it's like, why? But it kind of is. Because after all the pictures are done, you're done teaching school, summer break comes, you sit in your chair, and you're just like...
Yeah, it gets a little...
You start thinking about driving a little close to the edge on that big hilly road, and you're like, no, but I got to teach grammar next year. They need to learn how to read.
That's when you got to get a cat.
That's when you get a cat and a camera.
You get somebody to care for you.
I'll take pictures of the boy.
Buttons loves me.
So sad, dude.
Yeah.
It was like when we were in the pool the one time. When we were in the remember we were swimming in Caitlin's pool? It's like you move into an apartment complex, like, yeah, they have a pool here, and you're like, fuck yeah. And then like you go to the pool in the summer and you're sharing a pool with strangers and you're like, I didn't think anyone else was gonna use it. Yeah. This just kinda sucks.
It was real weird. And then kids, like I've been down there like with Caitlin or by myself. Like if I go down with Caitlin, she sunbathes.
Yeah.
So it's just me in the pool.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
floating with my arms out. This fucking fat guy just in the pool. And like kids will get in.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right, I'm out of this fucking pool, dude.
We sat there and threw a ball to each other. And I just like kind of watched. There was like some dude with like a sleeveless shirt just like laying out. He had like a Tasmanian tattoo on his arm.
That sounds about right.
And he's just laying there like.
If you were born in Mechanicsburg, you have to have a Taz tattoo.
It's just issued upon birth.
It is. It's like you gotta get like my sister has Bugs Bunny with like baggy gym shorts and like a jersey and, like holding a basketball. She's got a sick ass Bugs Toon Squad shirt.
Dude, I stand by my idea for the Pennsylvania state flag.
What's that?
It's just a fat lady holding way too many 2 liters of soda, just kind of like them falling out of her arms.
Yeah, I mean that's the flag should be a fat lady carrying too much soda with. Pittsburgh Steelers Zubaz pants. You know those fucking like zebra fucking weird?
Yeah.
But she's got to have like an Eagles hat or something. It's got to represent the whole state.
And she's like actively yelling at someone behind
her. She's yelling at somebody that Joe Pod didn't know.
She's like, Joe Pa didn't know nothing. He didn't know about them damn kids. Now shut up. Give me my RC Colas. Who was the teacher that was like fucking all... Was that... What school was that? I think it was a college basketball team. There's a teacher who's like fucking all these dudes. She would, like, drive them in her car and, like, make them fuck her, and she'd say, like, racial stuff to them.
Jesus.
This was, like, a couple years ago. And these dudes were like, yeah, I did it. They were interviewing these, like, black D1 athletes, and they're like, yeah, it's kind of weird, but, you know, I'd fuck that lady.
Yeah. I don't remember
who the fuck that was. I hope I'm not making that up.
What, a lady was fucking the players?
She was, like, a booster? She was, like, yeah, it was a teacher, and she would, like, buddy up with them and be like, hey, this is what I want to do.
That happens a lot, because a lot of the D1 schools get, a lot of the players, you get your personal fucking a teacher.
Yeah.
Like, so they get like
that's
assistance.
Similar to what was going on.
There was that show Last Chance U. Did you watch that at all?
Mm-mm.
It's on Netflix. It's a school in Scuba, Mississippi. It's a JUCO where players that either didn't have the grades to go D1 or were D1 and got kicked out, they go to a junior college and try to get back into D1.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And
I didn't see this.
So this school and the one academic advisor is this like hot lady.
And she's catching just, some fucking...
It's kind of fucked up to think of this way. It's actually not fucked up. You see a bunch of, like, young athletes, young black athletes, coming into this hot white lady's office every day, and it's like, she's definitely fucking these guys.
Well, I mean, they're not coming in their socks, dude. They're fucking...
Yeah, they're coming.
Cum's going somewhere.
Cum is going somewhere.
Cum's flying, dude. That lady, the chances of her not catching a little, slim to none.
I know, and she like
comes
loves,
flying around campus.
She loves the players, and like
I'm sure she does, dude.
She's like
they're
a
giving
very
her fucking multiples, dude.
Motherly figure.
Oh, stop!
She's
dude.
A strong maternal figure.
We
in
gotta
their
take
lives.
A break. I need to jerk off real quick.
It is hot as fuck. Like if three of them, that'd be the best porno ever.
I'm telling you, man. I think I watched the report on that lady who was getting piped out by all these football players, and I like turned it off and like jerked off in my room and came back, and I was like, man, that's sick. They should fucking do something about her.
Anytime there's a hot teacher fucking kids, it's like, whoo.
Yeah.
Whoo.
It is. It's tough, but it's also kind of fucking devastating, dude. If you're in seventh grade and like your teacher sucks your dick, that's just way too much confidence. I think that'll fuck you up.
Maybe.
Really?
It is. Like, it's funny that that's the one issue that, like, society seems to draw a line on and is like, all right, it is different than a male teacher.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, it's funny that everybody kind of agrees on that.
It's totally different. If there
it's
was
like,
a,
ah, she's hot.
If a 40-year-old teacher fucked my 14-year-old daughter, I would seriously consider murdering the teacher. Like, I'd seriously consider murdering them at my own fucking hands.
Yeah.
But if it was the other way around, I'd be like, dude, you're sick.
I'd be like, damn, that's crazy.
Give her. I'd like make sure she. I could go see her the next week at TCBY and be like, yeah, you should be fucking serving ice cream. That serves you right.
Yeah.
Fucking my boy. She'd be fucking Baskin Robbins 31 flavors. Dude.
You'd be trying to fuck her. You'd be like, yeah, you had the fucking young bull, dude. You had the calf. Come get it. You want to see what I'm working with.
Come fucking go on the old horny goat's farm, dude. I would that actually I could get into following up my son and be like, I'm so much better than him.
What if you weren't, dude?
There's a couple tricks up my sleeve I haven't taught my boy yet. You want to see him? What if I weren't?
You teach your boy all
there's
the
a good chance I won't be, dude. There's a good chance my son, the rate I'm going, will blow me out of the fucking water, dude.
Really?
Yeah, my son will be black. I'm gonna have a black son, dude. Get ready for that.
Yes, dude, I'm gonna be racist against your son.
Dude, don't oppress my fucking son, dude.
I'm gonna oppress the shit out of your son, dude.
No.
Yes.
Dude, don't.
Let me be his godfather, so
definitely,
that I can be like, actually, my godson's black, so...
Yeah, that'd be so fucking funny. That'd be so fucking funny. Yeah, I thought about this, dude. I will have a black son.
If you have a black son and I'm his godfather, when we baptize him, I'm going to be like, oh, I bet you can't swim. I'm going to be racist as fuck.
The priest would be dying. He'd be like...
The priest would be like, that was pretty funny, but dude, chill.
The priest would like pull his hand off his penis, like, what'd you say, bud? But yeah, my black son's going to be sick, dude. It's gonna be so funny, dude. I've really thought about strategies for how like to navigate that, and that's gonna be a tough one.
What, having a black son?
Yeah.
You better hope this podcast gets erased from the internet. You've never been racist.
Fuck him. I'd be like, well, dude, that I won't mean
you better hope you don't have an
I
Asian.
I won't deal with fucking
you better
what?
Hope you don't slip into some sort of Asian son somehow.
He might come out Asian. Oh. He could come out Asian.
You do have all that MSG in you.
I'm saying if I keep eating his MSGs, I might have an Asian son.
I might have an Asian son.
That'd be funny if I had like a really good relationship with my black son. He listened to this podcast and was like, fuck Uncle Shane, dude. I never want to see him ever again. Fuck him.
Do you think when Asian babies come out of the womb, they cry like, oh.
I never heard an Asian baby.
Yes.
You're back.
Yes.
I never heard an Asian baby cry.
They don't cry.
We should go get one.
They are very honorable.
We should go adopt one.
Get an Asian baby?
Just hear it cry and be like, all right, we're done. Thanks.
Take him back.
back.
Send him back to the Korea. Yeah, that's...
Send him back down the Nile, dude, and be like, fucking,
put him
go.
In a basket. Oh.
Send him back there with a game. We should adopt a North Korean... Do they...
No.
North Korean babies?
No, they're not exporting shit. Except fucking intercontinental ballistic missiles, dude.
In my grade school gym class, I think I was like 7th or 8th grade... They had, like, this lady who I realized, like, every gym teacher I've ever had is always, like, a lesbian.
For sure.
So, like, yeah. This,
I had one of those.
This lady,
except for one I had.
We had a gym teacher. She used to ride a cat. Yeah.
Don't say that. It's enough.
We had this gym teacher. This lesbian used to ride a Kawasaki Ninja to class.
Yes.
I'm just realizing this now.
Like, oh, sick, dude. Man.
She was so weird, but like,
yeah, lady gym teachers are the weirdest people on earth.
She was bizarre. She made it this big deal to get this like different teachers would put on assemblies
because the gym teacher. Here, I'll get into your level of psychology here because the gym teacher, female gym teacher, that's a lesbian. Still has that nurturing side where she's like, I want to work with kids. I want to be around children and help them develop. But boy, do I love sports. I'm going to be a gym teacher. Get these kids in the gear.
Oh my God.
I'm going to take my ninja down to the class.
Dude,
she was room on the Kawasaki, dude.
So everyone, like, you know, people set up different presentations. I remember she made this big deal to get like this.
It was like an African tribal song band or something.
I'm going to bring in a couple of blacks banging on some drums, teach these kids about culture.
She was like, gym teacher's real close to Macho.
I know, I know.
She was like, she was like, she was like 1992 woke. So she was like, we got it. Like when Paul Simon started like going and like playing in Africa. So she had like, she brought these dudes and played this, and like I remember her like these guys came down. They're like JJ Kool Aid.
They sang about Kool Aid. She hired a bunch of black dudes from Philly, gave them dashikis, and was like, I don't know, sing about whatever you guys talk about. Just, I don't know, make up a Kool Aid song. I don't fucking know.
No, it was Kool Aid. It was JJ Kool Aid. And then like they're like, and they would go J, and they clap their hands, and we were all supposed to sing along, but our whole school just stared at them and was like, what the fuck is this?
No.
And then Miss Campbell, the gym teacher, stood up and faced us all, went JJ Kool Aid. He clapped her hands. We all just still looked at her like, we're not fucking doing this shit. So fucking funny.
That's a horrendous bomb for those dudes to bomb in front of kids like that. Oh. You can't get them to
there was definitely a couple girls, because grade school girls, they always were fucking annoying. They get up and they're like, I'll do it. And everyone's looking at him like, shut the fuck up. But then, so that was his backstory on this lady. So we would do, in gym class, when we played baseball, I wouldn't play at all. I would just be the other team's manager. And then every call, she was the ump. And every call she called, I'd come out and be like, are you serious, Miss Campbell? Get out of here. And I got ejected from gym. She made me go sit on the swing. So I was like, you must be blind. Dude, it was so funny.
We had a gym teacher, a female gym teacher, that would call the kids Snake.
Why?
Because I don't know. She was nuts, dude. She was in the military. So I don't know what, she was nuts, dude. But she'd be like, get him, Snake. Get him. Like, kids would be like, come here, Snakes. And then I'll never, it's one of the funniest fucking things ever, and it's not going to translate to this, but me and a couple of my friends were juniors in high school, and we were at a basketball game, and we were leaving, and we were walking past her, and she was just some crazy lady, but she like saw us walking by her in the stands, and she like leaned forward to like give us high fives on the way out, and she was like, senioritis, not yet. She like panicked and realized we were juniors. Oh. She was like trying to be cool when we were walking. She goes, senioritis, not yet. And we were like, what the fuck,
dude? I mean, I can't think of a Catholic school gym teacher of the hiring process was probably just like how they scouted and hired that position must be so fucking funny.
Oh, fuck, high school gym was some of the most fun ever, because right after me and my friend Matt learned that like, oh, this doesn't count, because we had a female gym teacher, Mary Lodge, who was old and didn't give a fuck and like very diminutive, so like we realized like, oh, we can do anything. So like we would go play tennis, and like me and him had a thing called mega tennis where like we just wouldn't play by the rules and just be like, and hit it as hard as we can at somebody and be like, boom! And like, she'd be like, stop doing that! And we were just like terrorists in that fucking class.
That's awesome.
It was like, it also won't translate, but some of the class I had.
Just wonderful.
I fucking loved it, man.
Just really
a lot
wonderful.
Of good nut shots. I got hit in the dick once.
That did you?
Yeah, pin guard.
No, I was
athleticism, dude. I guard the pin, and then I didn't talk. Dude, I was just fucking down.
I don't think there's a funnier thing than when they do when they, we did gym class dodgeball, and it's boys versus, or it's like boys versus girls, or
oh
like
my
mixed
God,
teams.
It's a massacre.
A girl would always get hit in the head and cry. It was usually my boy Bert. Like, watch this, dude, and he would just be like, launch a fucking ball.
You may remember Bert from the prison episode.
like literally, yeah, it's just funny when you're a little kid and it's like you're playing dodgeball, and then we had a girl who was like kind, not retarded, but like totally like whacked some way. And I remember just being like, as a little kid, like, oh my God, I can't wait to throw this ball at this retarded girl. It's going to be so funny.
Oh, man.
And you're just like, I wonder what happens. You're like, oh, she cries. Never mind.
Dude, the last semester of like eighth grade or whatever, we did like pin guard, and the gym teachers were like, "Oh, this is great! It's the last day," and they were sitting on the mats, and like, I forget,
what's pin guard?
I'm sorry, Greek dodgeball, same kind of thing. There's two bowling pins set up, and so
you say Greek dodgeball?
Yeah, same.
What's that, hiding in a room, not trying to get butt fucked?
You're on two sides of a basketball court.
We were playing pin guard. It's like, wait, what's pin guard? You know, Greek dodgeball. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's when little boys bend over on a couch and close their eyes. Their uncle fucking runs around.
What are we playing? Greek dodgeball.
It's some fucking dodgeball game where you got to throw it and hit the people. There's gator balls that were loud and thudding, but they didn't buddy up. So it was one kid was like ran up to the line to try to fucking really annihilate somebody and just turned 90 and fucking blasted the female gym teacher in the head. It's like, stop!
I wonder if that's part of like the female gym teacher test. Is like they just have like a pitching machine chucking softballs at you. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
She ate it, dude. Oh, as fuck.
God damn it!
Oh my god!
But we were little kids, so we didn't know to laugh. We were just like, oh my god.
There was this teacher in my grade school who fell down a hill. they used to take us out.
We shitty injury.
You went to Catholic grade school, right?
Yeah.
So they did this thing where like they would take us to the cemetery. We had to like sit out in the cemetery and like read and like pray. It was really weird. Like sometimes we just sit near a grave. They would like sit, it was called a desert experience. This one lady used to sit us next to a grave. We each pick one. Then you had to sit and like read like, one of your textbooks near the grave.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, it was weird. It was called a desert experience. This one lady made us do it. But as we're
she's a fucking whack job, dude.
It was crazy, dude. It was insane.
How old were you when this happened?
Like 7th grade.
Study
grade.
Around death.
That's young.
We were just it was like for English class. We'd read like our novels or books. We'd read. But
you'd
still,
read
weird.
Books to dead to tombstones.
On top of dead people, yeah.
It's called a desert. Going on with that teacher, man. That was a fucking.
But I think that teacher was one who did it. The other one was like, if you had to go to the from the school, there's like an
this
old
teacher fell down a hill.
No, that the teacher who that was a teacher. That was not the teacher who fell
that's
down a hill.
She got fired for making kids go to a graveyard. You can't do that.
That lady was out of her fucking mind.
Falling down a hill is so dude. Fucking. Trying to run to keep up on your feet.
This was like a 65-year-old lady who was like, you know, she was like tall but like pretty, like not like
she's,
fat, but she was a.
She's a hulking woman.
She's a hulking old woman. Yeah. And we were walking. It was like an October day, I remember, because like, there was a ton of dead leaves on the ground. So she slid on one of the dead leaves and then just literally just tumbled like down the thing. And my cousin Pat, my friend Bert, ran down the hill pointing at her spinning body going, laughing as she's falling. And she just came in. She came in, dude, gave them both the death. It was the fucking
holy
funniest
fuck.
Thing. Because she got up and was like picking leaves out of her hair, like, there was like, ah.
I could have been seriously injured.
Dude, this, and the one time, so there was one of our first grade teacher. Our first grade teacher died. the husband of our first grade teacher, sorry. The husband of our first grade teacher died when we were in eighth grade.
How'd he die? Do you know?
He's just old as fuck. He died. Okay. I don't know. Oh, he just died. So then like you were allowed to go to his, and remember in eighth grade, like they said, like if anyone wants to go to, you know, Mrs. McGrody's husband's funeral, you can go to the
hell
funeral.
Yeah. Out of class.
You can get taking class. That. A lot of people took it. I'm like, nah, I'm chilling. I don't want to go. Yeah, I don't like funerals. Like, back then I was an altar boy. I'm like, you want me to go to a funeral, you gotta give me $5.
True.
I wasn't going to a funeral for free. So I'm like, nah, I'm gonna chill in class. Yeah. We weren't gonna do anything anyway. So it was me, my boy Bert. Pat, a couple people were just like, fuck the funeral, we're going to chill here. So I think actually, then it's like a bunch of people came back, but the teacher wasn't back yet because the teacher was still at the funeral, and the one boy was crying. This one kid, Casey, was crying, and Phil went up to him and was like, me, I'm so sad. It was making like a crying baby face. Or so then like he's doing it, and then a teacher walks in and sees him like, Mama Grody.
Oh my god.
So then as like a teacher's yelling at him, my cousin came up behind him going like to the teacher's head, and then another teacher saw him and he was like, oh.
Dude, did you ever have teachers cry? Make teachers cry?
Yes, I personally made a teacher cry.
We had this one. There's this one teacher, Mrs. Carnahan. And dude, we made her cry so fucking much.
That's
like
so
every
funny.
Day she was crying. But then she would sing at church. She would sing, it's not Ave Maria, it's like, gentle woman, peaceful dove.
Yeah, okay. Teach us wisdom, teach us love. Yeah.
Her and another teacher.
You were chosen.
Her and another clearly a lesbian teacher, the one that was a fan of the Hershey Bears, would double sing that song because there's two parts.
Stop, dude.
So one of them would be like, "Gentlewoman," the other one would be like,
"Morning Star, so shining bright."
I know all those songs. My friend the Polack was like, he was like, "Mrs. Carnahan, you're such a good singer. Can you please sing Ave Maria?" she would sing it like on command, and then we would all laugh, and she'd start crying.
Oh my!
But you could get her to be like, "Gentlewoman." People would be like, "Suck! You suck at singing."
Dude, we at my graduation, the practice, it was like for we had an eighth grade teacher who like was total white trash. I don't know how she got this job. She had to try to read us, she tried to make us read Les Miserables, and she would stand up there and be like, and then George couldn't even fucking like read that.
Dude, it is real weird. Like, I even think about this because my girlfriend's a kindergarten teacher. Like, think how weird these fucking, not my girlfriend, she's not weird, but like, when you're, well, she's weird as fuck, but when you're around kids and you're the only adult, like, think of those two fat ladies singing Ave Maria for like 20 seventh graders. Like,
yeah.
Be like, "We're going to go to the church. Me and Sandra are going to sing for you." Like, just making kids sit there and you stand and be like, "Oh." And kids are just like,
"Yeah."
Oh, like, "Be quiet and respect this." "Who laughed? Who laughed? Could you please leave if you're laughing? I'm singing right now. Could you please leave?"
It's insane.
So you got a bunch of seventh graders just like,
you just have them captive, just
okay. Like, "Come watch my talent."
It's funny because that's exactly what happened if they did that at any other job. The coworkers would be like,
"Yeah, he's like, shut the fuck up. Shut up, you weirdo."
Yeah, girls used to beat the fuck out of dudes. Like, fifth, sixth grade, there was like, if a dude lost a fight to a girl, that happened often. That never was like, saw it. Whoa.
Fifth grade, I learned how to spear. Like the Goldberg spear, took it out on some.
Yeah, you fucked up. You fucked your sisters up.
Oh, they found out.
I remember this girl named Tasia beat the fuck out of the principal.
What?
What school? Wait, what type of school did you go to?
Public.
Obviously.
Sorry. Yeah, there's a girl named Tasia.
Yeah.
White chick?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow. Rusky?
Nice Jewish family.
She's Russian.
No, there's like three black families in our community. So like.
Well, I thought you said she's Jewish.
Yeah, I was making a joke. She was insinuating of like Tasia. Yeah,
Tasia.
No, she. I don't know. Something happened. They had a lady vice principal who came out to the bus waiting area one day, and something happened. And then I remember turning around, just seeing a hand come up. And
Tasia.
Tasia landed on the side of that lady's head. Fucking
Tasia fucked her up.
Just down. Yeah, she was in a pantsuit, getting fucked up.
Beat up by
she
kids.
She dressed for business, and she fucking.
Oh my god, those are always like the harshest videos to watch. On like teachers getting knocked out by black kids in schools is like, it's so fucking brutal. Dude.
It's so funny.
Everybody had no idea what to do. It was just like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, that's tough.
I always wondered about that. If I had to teach and like I was in a real bad school, I would be ready. For a fight. I'm not saying your school is
there's
bad.
Some videos
I'm talking about the teachers where the teachers get knocked out by students. It's like usually it takes place in fucked up schools.
Those are tough. There's some like, videos of I watched one the other
I
day.
I fantasize about like, dude, I dare you some fucking about trying to fuck me up, dude. Yeah. No, there's anyone, dude.
About
anyone
the punch,
trying to get
dude,
me
about
that.
Slipping and coming back, dude. Yeah.
There's one video now I just saw of a teacher body slamming a student through like a desk. Jeez. Like the kid runs up to him and he fucking gets him and knocks him out with a fucking slam.
Imagine how long he's been waiting to do that.
Oh, that kid was probably such a dickhead the whole school year. The guy's up there trying to write something on the board. The kid's like,
he's throwing shit.
Dude, Mr. Gilbertson's a bitch. He's like, writing on the chart. He's like, come on, guys. Come on, settle down.
Dude, that's tough.
Yeah, one day, dude, he's like, I'm going to fucking powerbomb you, dude.
I'd fucking snap.
They're getting your guard.
I'd freak out. After I would be like, oh, okay. The third day of like pussy, I'd fucking snap, dude.
You never hear about
that,
though.
I'm not a fucking pussy. Fuck
yeah,
you
no, you do. There's videos of teachers, like white teachers, like white ladies coming into classes. They're so fucking funny.
Really? Because
the way the kids are laughing at them is like, like while these teachers like, this is why you don't have a fucking future. Whoa. You don't show respect to me, you black asshole.
That's what he says? Oh. Who says that?
No, there's videos of teachers like dropping the N-word.
Like, they totally lose it?
Full losing their fucking mind. It's so funny.
Walk away, dude.
And the black kids are just dying laughing.
Oh, you know how funny that is?
Oh, my God. Making a teacher cry.
Exactly.
It's as funny as it gets. We're full circle now.
Yeah, but it's probably... we are. But it's also, imagine making your teacher yell slurs is the thing better than making your teacher...
I mean, we never understood that. Grade. Yeah, if you were a black kid and you had the power to force someone to lose their job...
And if slurring...
Yes.
Oh, that's my the best God, dude. That's just endless high fives.
Yeah. See, I would laugh forever. Oh, my God.
And also imagine...
Don't break down.
Yeah. Oh. Also imagine having the knowledge that your dad's probably not going to fuck you up after school. That just opens the day of school to just full fuckery.
Yeah.
That's I always had that in the back of my mind. It's like, if I get a pink slip today, yep. I'm getting fucked up.
Exactly.
So, like, if a teacher did something, I remember I got, like, suspended and I'd, like, start to cry. Mm. I'm like, my dad's going to hit me. Don't. And you're like, well, you should have thought about that.